Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Pops, where you gonna put me in the booth, man?
Man, what you gonna be rapping about?
I'ma do a song for all the people that's in the wheelchair.
Oh, okay, that sounds tight. But you need a beat, though, man.
Don't even trip. Uncle Rack already told me he got me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Rack McGuire, track.
My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance.
Listen up, there's something I wanna say to you. Yeah. Let me pull up my wheelchair and sit with you. Yeah. You gotta cherish every day God's giving you. Yeah. Cause every second you're alive is a gift to you. Yeah. Sometimes troubles in your life might get to you.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote a rap I could kick you.
Bar.
The mission that I'm on is a blessing. I do it for everyone with spreading bliss. Yeah. I spit hard, I know you liking my skill. Plus everything that I'm writing is real.
Yeah.
Who knows, I might make a meal. Then I could do it big like Titus O'Neal. This track got me clapping my hands. I pop my collar and I dust off my pants.
Okay,
hold on, just give me a chance. My legs don't work, but I can still dance.
My legs don't work, but I can still dance. I can still dance. My legs don't work, but I can still dance. I can still dance. My legs don't work, but I can still dance. I can still dance. My legs don't work, but I can still dance. I can still dance.
I flow for the good, not battling. A positive road is what I'm traveling. You see this weird chair that I'm styling in. I got some weird chests for kids and Madeline.
What up, Madeline?
Yeah. They hooked me up. Came to my school and shook me up.
For real.
Had me on the news like what? Check YouTube, you can look
me up.
I spit hard, I know you liking my skill. Plus everything that I'm writing is real.
All right, thank you for tuning into our show. Jayway. This keeps going back to the. With a real mother and a daughter. Actually, this evening we're holding a great conversation between a real mother and her oldest daughter. And we do have a guest on the line by the name of James Cannon. And I just want to thank him in advance for helping us out this evening. Well, just tell you guys a little bit about myself. I was a teenage mom. And my name is Leveda McGinnis, and I really just want to bring some realness to the fact of, you know, how it is to have a baby at such a young age, and some of the difficulties and some of the struggles that I went through a little bit. But I really want to talk more to my oldest daughter, who is 22, and just ask her some questions about how it was to be raised by a teenage mom and some of her feedback. So let's see. Shay? Uh-huh. So you want to introduce yourself and just say hi to everybody out there that we're live with?
Hi, everyone. My name is Shayna England. I am the oldest of four girls, and
just tell me, okay, so if I asked you, well, you know, since I had you at the age of 16, and it was for various different reasons, you know, just kind of coming up with a drug addict mom and just pushing me into the streets more or less, you know, how was it, you know, with coming up, you know, with a teenage mom? Because now that I'm older, I realize that mentally, I wasn't prepared, and emotionally I wasn't prepared. And I know many parents make mistakes, but at the ripe age of 16, that's really, really young, and I definitely thank God for helping me through there. But what are some of your memories? Like, if I could have did something different, or, you know, what are some of the things that you respected at the fact of me being a teenage mom? Like, so let's go talk about that. So what are some of your memories of me raising you as a teenage mom?
We were overprotective. Well, I guess at a young age, that's what you're supposed to do. That a mother's instinct is to be very protective of their child. Considering the fact that I was your first child, I guess it's understandable. A little immature, right? Okay. But I can say that you did know how to handle your business no matter what. I always had a roof over my head, clothes on my back. I was eating. So you were a hustler, you still are. You hustled to make sure that I had the things that I needed. I may not have always had what I wanted, but you made sure that I had what I needed. And I say at a young age, that clicked in for you and for many teens in my generation that are having babies at a young age. That doesn't seem to click in for them. They think that they can still run the streets and do what they want and, you know, someone else will take care of their child. You always stepped up first before anyone else took care of me.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Wow. I don't even know if you remember. You know, it was really difficult raising a baby. I just knew, you know, sometimes when you're young, for me, I know that one of the reasons why I had you at a young age is because I was actually looking for someone that would love me unconditionally, because I didn't feel that from my mom. But to this day, I love my mom, like, to pieces. My mom and I have a really good relationship right now, something that I never would have thought that we would have had back then. But back, you know, at that time, I just wanted something that would love me unconditionally. And so by happenstance, your nickname is Love, and you show a lot of it. Do you ever remember staying in a shelter when you were little?
No, I do not remember that at all.
Yeah. So part of your life, you was raised in a shelter. And then I got into another relationship at a very young age. And, you know, we'll share that on maybe a different show. But I actually went through a lot of domestic violence. I had to mature at a very rapid pace. What are some of the things that, like, from your memory, if you could have said, Mom, you know, if I could have spoke up for myself, I would have asked you to do X, Y, Z different. Like, what are maybe some of the things you would have had me do different at a young age?
Is it me without my sister? Just you and I?
Yeah, just you and I. Yeah, you and I.
Well, I don't think I can really answer that question because I was pretty young, and a lot of the memories when I was younger weren't so good. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. So I learned over the years how to put it way, way in the back of my mind, like dig really deep to remember those things. So nowadays, if something happens, maybe it'll click and I'll remember, but just off the top of my head, I can't think of it.
I know that one of my passions at the present time is to be able to help young teenage moms. Just because of the difficulties that I had, if I could, like, alleviate some of that pressure and just show them, answer some questions, be there for them, just to help them through a difficult time, because when you're young and you're pregnant, people tend to look down on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times they'll just think that you're fast, and they give you all these other type of titles when they really don't know what your in-home life is,
mm-hmm.
and as to why you're out there looking for love in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I definitely do not regret having you. You're such a wonderful big sister to your three younger sister siblings, and is maybe one of the, now that at the age that I am now, like what's one of the things that you've seen that I am matured in?
I think I'm gonna say your patience. I think I'm really gonna say your patience. Over the years, having four children has definitely helped you grow, and not just you by yourself. I mean, God, of course, helps. You know, you getting lost in Him, and finding Him. And you asking Him for guidance. He's definitely helped and helped you shed a few layers of the dead skin, and you're becoming new, and you know, so I'm really gonna say your patience. That when Taj and I were younger, you know, it would just snatch up real quick. Just an automatic, just a little something, and girl, you better, you know.
Yes.
But now with Harmony and Destiny, I look at them and how you handle them, and I sometimes like jokingly complain.
Right.
Because I'm like, wow, they are absolutely spoiled. Like, if that was Taj and I, we would have been snatched up so quick. We wouldn't have had that many chances. Like, one time, that's all you have. And we're in the corner or something. So I'm going to say your patience. It's definitely eased up, and you definitely gained a lot more patience in many different situations with our destiny growing up now.
And since you brought up God, who is the head of my life, I really believe once I learned that life and death was in the power of my tongue, mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember those 4 o'clock wake-up calls for prayer for you and Taj, but I did learn that life and death was in the power of my tongue. I believe that's really like a reason as to why you and Taj and they don't have children at this present time, mm-hmm. because a lot of women in my family tend to have children before, mm-hmm. way before the age of 18. I have mm-hmm. a cousin that had a child at the age of 12. Mm-hmm. What do you think, besides me praying for, you know, you guys, what else do you think kept you guys from having children at such a young age?
I think it's us having to sit back and walk as our cousins and our children, and though we love them, we're like, oh, no, we are not ready. Like, just seeing the struggle and all the hurt that most of them went through, because a lot of women have family, their children's fathers are not around.
Right.
Luckily enough, my sisters and I know who our fathers are, and our fathers are in our life.
Right.
But a lot of women in our family, their children's fathers are not around. And I cannot speak for Taj, but for me, that affected me a lot. I don't want a baby daddy.
Right.
I want a father to my children, and not only a father to my children, but I want a husband. Mm-hmm. I want someone who I can grow with, who I can build a family with, who we can grow in God together with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say just seeing the hurt, the ending result, though the children are beautiful,
yes.
and I believe that all children are beautiful blessings,
yes.
but the parents, they have to be strong in front of their child. But when behind closed doors, I know that they're breaking down,
right?
because they wish that it wasn't the way that it was. You know, they don't feel complete.
That's a good answer. Nice. You know, so we have a few callers out there right now. And callers, if there's anything that you want to input into the conversation, what you would do is just press 1. And we would go ahead and put you live at this time. So I see a caller has a question. And let's go. I'm going to go with.
Hello?
Caller, you're live. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. My name is Nikki, and I really want to congratulate you on what you're doing.
But first, I want to address your daughter. What you said about having a husband and growing in God with your husband, baby, I commend you on that, because it's a lot of young ladies who don't understand or know what that means. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I just want to tell you, very, very, very good job. Good job to your mom, because without that struggle, without her being that teenage mom, your mind frame wouldn't be in the way it is right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And a lot comes with that. You know what I mean? And I commend you, Ms. McGinnis, on your walk with God and your struggle with your kids. And I commend you for that, because it's a lot of us. I was a teenage mom, a real young teenage mom. And it's a lot of us that to this day still struggle with stuff from our past, from being a teenage mom, that we can't deal with. You understand what I mean when I say that?
Yes.
And I was listening to your story and listening to how much you've grown and how much you talk about you want to have a group home for your pastors, have a group home for children with teenage moms. And I just want to say thank you, because I really feel like that's something we need right now. It's a lot of teenage kids out there who don't know, who have nowhere to go, who don't have no guidance, who really, like you said, is looking for love in the wrong places and get caught up. And it's a lot of people that look down on them instead of trying to understand them, where they're coming from, and try to fix the pain and try to fix your heart to show them the true love, that agape love that God has for all of us.
Right.
So that's all I wanted to say, and great job. Your daughter, that trips me, that just tripped me out right there. I congratulate you on that, and God bless you both. That kind of shocked me.
Thank you. God bless you too.
How old are you, Shayna?
I'm 22.
Yeah, girl, you go, girl. You go. Levin, good job. Young and old. Good job. And this might seem a little harsh at 4 o'clock in the morning prayer, but look how your baby turned out from that 4 o'clock in the morning prayer.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, man. Woo wee. Ooh.
Thank you, caller.
I wanted to say thank you.
It looks like we have, actually, we have a guest here in the studio with us. His name is Mr. James Cannon, and people may or may not know him. Mr. Cannon, are you available?
Yes, indeed, and I want to say I appreciate you so much for this show, because you young ladies are doing an outstanding job, and it's so needed, because when you're talking about mothers and daughters, you know, doing a show together, think about how powerful that is, because women will be calling in from all over the country asking for advice, and, you know, you don't have to be transparent. You don't have to share your hurts and your pains, but when you do, it really does make a difference. So I just want to say I appreciate you so very much as well. I didn't have any daughters. I have 5 sons. You know, Nick Cannon is my oldest. So my heart goes out to young men. And, you know, but I understand young ladies, because I have 3 sisters. I was the only son in the family, and I have 3 sisters. So I definitely understand what young ladies go through. And so, you know, I was a teenage dad, so I also understand what, you know, to be a teenage father. You know, I have great love for single moms. I have a great appreciation for single moms, because one thing God did when he put us on this planet, he gave us the assignment, and the woman's assignment to be a mother is a big assignment. It's a powerful assignment. And so any young lady, at whatever point she decides she's ready to be a mother, I stand up and applaud her. I encourage her. whether she got a husband or a good daddy, baby, or whatever you call it, a baby father in your life, or you got a good husband. The calling for a woman is to be a mother, and that's what God has equipped you to be. And so to have a mother that will show you how to be a mother is a powerful, powerful tool. So I say thank you to both you ladies, and I pray the success of this show. And you two ladies, I just pray that it just goes from glory to glory. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Cannon. All right, we appreciate you as well, sir. So right now, audience, again, you guys are live at the Talk Radio, and the subject tonight is Real Mother and Daughter. And as I shared a little earlier, I was a teenage mom. I had Shayna when I was 16. There were circumstances that pushed me to go look for love outside of the home. I, again, grew up with a drug addict mom. She was addicted to crack cocaine. And but yet to this day, it's amazing how God just does what he do. My mom, even through her addiction, no one could say anything bad about my mom. I was always very defensive over my mom. And to this day, there's nothing that I will not do for her. So I know a lot of us grew up with hurt. And, you know, sometimes we, you know, wish we had other parents. And but once you learn the love of God, you learn why you're going through it. And it has caused me to raise four beautiful daughters. And I'm sitting here with my oldest daughter, Shayna. And so, Shayna, what is your career? Do you want to share with the audience what it is that you do at the present time?
Well, right now I am in the United States Navy.
Woo!
I work with fuel for the jet. I work what they call below decks. So I'm dealing with a lot of heavy machinery. We have to clean the fuel and test it out to make sure it's safe enough to go up into the jet, because if it's not, it can freeze, and that'll cause the jets to crash. So I kind of have a big deal job on the ship, one of the most dangerous ones, working 7 decks below the main deck, which means we're under the water. In reality, if there were windows, you would see the whales passing by that we hear down there. That's what I do right now.
And you've had a chance to work with?
I have a chance to work with the chaplains on board. Some they call them pastors or priests or whatever it is in your liking. But I work with the chaplains on board right now. I think it's nice. It's the new look out on the Navy, and a new experience. And when I get out, I think it'll help me, not on my resume, but just me as a person. The Navy has definitely helped me grow and become more confident in speaking. If this was 4 years ago, I would not be speaking live on a talk show like this. I'm very timid and very shy and to myself. I'm very reserved. I'm very reserved. So the Navy has made me a big girl.
Yeah. I like that. So if there was a question that you could ask me as your mom, what would it be? Like something that you would have wanted to know or something that you want to know?
Other than us, what kept you going? Other than us and God, like, the times when you felt like, Lord, I don't care that you're helping me. My girls are in the room next door. Like, I just want to give up. When you got down to that breaking point, what helped you to keep going?
You know, the only answer I could really give is God and you guys. it was really important that I obtain a real relationship, a devoted, a committed relationship with God.
There's times when I would just go in my room and just cry, but I knew the next day I had to get up because I had four beautiful daughters depending on me.
Mm-hmm.
So where a lot of times people would take themselves out, I know from where my strength comes. There's people that said, Veda, you should have been in that crazy house, you know. I say, yeah, I know I should have been in those unbreakable white sleeves. I'm aware of that. And it's nobody but God. Mm-hmm. I can't accredit it to anything else. I really can't. Some people say higher power. Some people say this. Some people call them all types of names. But it was only him. Only God, you know, and then wanting you for to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was even a harm in destiny, I wanted you and Tajanae to have better. I wanted to show you guys something. I would pray for a peace of mind, and
mm-hmm.
and oftentimes he would put me in situations where I would have a peace of mind away from my family, as much as I love my family, but he would put me in a place where I would have a peace of mind so where I could raise you and Taj up. Before
mm-hmm.
it was a Harmony and Destiny, it was us three. I called us the crew. And then Harmony came along, and I called us Four Shades of Brown. And then Destiny came along, and then I called us Five Shades of Brown. So we are the Five Shades of Brown. We are the circle, and without God, we wouldn't be. So, I mean, that would be the only way I can answer that question. Yeah, my beautiful babies. So, I definitely thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, love. I know I'm your mom, and you don't actually have to be here, but I definitely thank you for coming out and speaking on the live talk show, talk radio. And, again, for those of you that tuned in a little late, this is a show, talk radio, on A Real Mother and Daughter. And we're just conversating on how I was a teenage mom at 16, and I have my oldest baby here. We have guest star James Cannon. He's helping us here in the studio, and I thank God for him. And definitely look forward to doing more of these shows. Do you have anything else that you would like to address to the public, like? Just your mind frame right now as a 22-year-old. Where are your ambitions? Where do you want to go from here, being in the Navy and us moving on as a family unit? Or are you moving on as a family unit? Like, where do you see yourself going now?
I see myself going up, no place but up, and I plan on my family coming with me and doing the same. Everyone I know is not as outgoing or as high-spirited as I am, as they would say.
Right.
I am on the ship. They say I smile too much.
Right.
Because we're in the Navy and, you know, they think we're not supposed to, but I have God's love all over me, and that's what I was born to do. But, yeah, I see myself going up. I did get out of the military this year. And I do plan on moving to another state and starting college and working on my bachelor's.
Okay.
And, you know, you want to start your group home. And we spoke about this a few years ago, how I kind of want to be a social worker or a child advocate, somewhere in that area, family counselor, somewhere in that area.
Yes.
So I've been looking into it. And, you know, I know that my sister's look up to me very much.
Yes, they do. Yes,
they do. So I want to be nothing but a positive person for them, and a positive inspiration, and, you know, I'll try to get them on the right path. And everyone's not always going to get it on their first time.
Right.
I mean, I was younger, and though I wasn't much of a troublemaker and stuff,
right,
I still made some dumb decisions, some silly little major mistakes,
yes.
you know, but as I grow older, I am starting to change my group and who I hang around. And, you know, everyone that I'm hanging around so far is successful. Most people I hang around now are absolutely older than I am. They have their bachelor's and master's. They're encouraging me to go for mine. They're helping me, you know, showing me new aspects on life and different areas of the field that I want to work in. You know, they're showing me new things. Some of them have their own businesses that they started. They're showing me their hustle.
Yes.
So I just take it all in, and yes, I appreciate it.
Nice, nice. You know what? First, let me let you know that I'm very, very proud of you. Very proud of you. You are just an extremely just outstanding big sister. I don't think God could have blessed me with anyone better than you. Your nickname fits you. We call you Love. Your nickname fits you. And I also, if I could encourage the callers that are out there, and though, you know, if we have had an issue with a parent, with a mom or a dad or something of that nature, you know, just for us to be patient and really ask God, because there's nothing I would not do for my mom to this day, even though she was on crack cocaine. I didn't have a mom I could talk to. I didn't have a mom I could confide in. I didn't have a mom that I could trust. And, again, that just pushed me into another direction, an older man's arms, having a baby at a young age. And but even though that was the cross I bared, it wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's going to help another mother, another young mother, and eventually be able to reunite, because sometimes we can be so scarred so deeply to where we don't want to reunite, you know, a night with someone. So let me go to our okay, you know, let's go and see if any of the callers have anything to say. And if not, you know what, I'm going to, if he doesn't mind, bring our guest speaker, Mr. Cannon, back on. Again, for any, you know, just short closing comments. Callers, if you have anything that you would like to add or a question you would like to ask, you can press 1 on your phone. It would show me here that you have a question, and we would go ahead and bring you in on live on the air with us tonight. Let me see. Mr. Cannon, is there anything that you would like to hold on. I'm sorry, sir. Let me see. I have one caller that went ahead. I'm going to mute you back out, sir. And caller, you are live with Shayna and LaVeda.
Hello, Shayna and LaVeda. I'm Harmony. And I was wondering. Well, first, congratulations. I'm so very excited. I want to listen to this every day.
Thank you, and, my 11-year-old.
Thanks, Nene. Well, you're welcome. And, I really want to listen to it every day, and you guys are awesome. And I'm going to send it over to my sister, Destiny. Hey!
Hi! Very proud of you, and very congratulations.
Thank you, baby.
Hi, Shayna.
Hi, Debbie.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Okay, baby. We're going to talk to you guys in a little bit when we get home, okay?
Okay. Love you.
Love you. Okay, Mr. Cannon.
Yes, beautiful. I'm right here. I think those are some beautiful callers that called in sound like they should have their own show, because the excitement in their voice, you know, just brought, you know, everybody to sit up and just wanted to hear what those lovely ladies had to say. You know, I think it's a powerful thing, ladies. Again, I appreciate being on the show. You know, when you look at the fact we're all over this country trying to, you know, fulfill their goals, trying to get through school, trying to, you know, make ends meet. You know, when you have a family, your family is your team.
Yeah.
And sometimes we learn that too late. And, you know, imagine a father who has five sons that get 18 and all of them go in five different directions. What if I can get them all to go in one direction? What if I can get them all to begin to work together with each other and work hard and catch each other's back and pray for each other and look out for each other? Mm-hmm. Then they can go further together than they can all by themselves. So I have a slogan that I like, which it says, none of us is good as all of us, and what we cannot do alone, we can do it together. And so it's just a powerful thing, again, to hear mother and daughter on the show, doing a show together, you know, encouraging the listening audience to tune in, you know, every Tuesday, which is a powerful time, Tuesday night. And, you know, when you don't have to come here, but, you know, when you do come here, make yourself available for people to ask you questions. It's just going to make people better. I think we get better as we deal with each other. So I just want to say I appreciate it. You know, as a dad of fathers, of sons, you know, I want my sons to grow up to be good fathers, to be good men. I want them to learn how to treat women and learn how to be a good father, you know. So I try to stay close, you know. I want to encourage you, because what you want to do with the girls' home is beautiful. There's so many fosters. There's so many foreclosures right now. Imagine if you could get a foreclosure with five bedrooms, and you can give each one of those single moms their own room, them and their baby. I think there's an organization called Cornania, which is a foster care organization in California, Cornania. And I think they pay like $1,500 a month if you were housed a single mom. If you were housed a single mom with one child, they will compensate $1,500 a month. So imagine if you had a house where you had five bedrooms and you had four ladies that had a single child, and you taught them how to be mothers. You prayed with them. You don't have to take care of their children. Just make sure they're doing the right thing. They go to school. They're doing what they need to do as single mothers. And imagine if they stayed in that home for 3 or 4 years with no problems and no trouble, and then after 3 or 4 years, you helped those young ladies get their own home. You took the equity out of the home, or you raised the money so that those four young ladies that you teach how to be mothers and that you love them every day, if they would do the right thing, don't give you no problems, don't give you no trouble, and if they go to class and they will be respectable mothers, they let you show them how to do that. What if at the end of those 3 years, and when they graduate from high school or whatever, we can help them go to college or we can help them get a home of their own? That would be such a powerful incentive for those young ladies. So I want to encourage you, since that's in your heart, 7, 8, 9, 10 of those homes up where we can just get a foreclosed home and get single moms in there, and you can hire a senior citizen from the church that could come be the mother of one of those homes, and you can train those senior citizens' moms on what to do. You can have workshops for them. And when those houses go up, if you get 5, 6 different foreclosed houses, fix them up and put some senior citizen mothers in there to help you run that home. And then you show those young girls how to be mothers. You show them how to love their children, how to go to school on time, and how to get a job. And if those young girls would do the right thing in all of those homes, we could sell those homes and get some more homes, but help those young girls get their own home. So now they become homeowners, and you would have made a difference in these young girls' life and changed their life. I commend you on what's on your heart. I want to be a part of it.
Thank you. Man, that was beautiful.
That means a lot. This has been a long – I pulled a journal out, and I had a meeting the other day, and I pulled a journal out, and on the front it says, write the vision. So I've been writing for a long time. Mm-hmm. And in that journal, I wrote this vision in 04. I'm sure I had it before then, but I finally wrote it down in 04. And your words mean so much. If no one else knows my heart, my family knows. I have been talking about this vision, and a lot of times, you know, when we line back up with what God has called us to do, then he begins to put the people in our path and just opening up doors. And so I definitely appreciate your words of encouragement to us as a family. And I definitely am looking forward to all four of my girls helping out. So we will be tomorrow evening, which is Wednesday, January 28th at 6 p.m., we will be live again. And that show will be called Opening Straight Up, where my 19-year-old daughter will be on live on the set with me. And just talking to them about, you know, she's in that kind of crazy age of life right now. I just want to see what's going on in their world. And on Thursday, January 29th at 4 p.m., we will be back with Harmony, my 11-year-old, with a show called Kids on the Rise, and she is my young entrepreneur. And so we'll just ask Harmony, you know, some questions, and she can share her ideas and just let people know a little bit about her. And then on Friday evening, January 30th at 4 p.m., we'll have the youngest of them all, Miss Destiny Jennings, and that show will be called Just for Fun. And we'll laugh with her, and, you know, she maybe read a little bit. She may tell us a few jokes, because that's what they do, I think, at 9, you know. And maybe she might want to break out and play some of her drum songs. We never know. But I just thank everyone that tuned in and called in and was in support of us. I thank each and every one of you, and look forward for you guys getting the word out, spreading the word, let them know this is what's going on. And I guess we will see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, love. So we're gonna close out, and you guys just have a great evening. Thank you again for tuning in to Real Mother and Daughter.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Until next time.
I'ma do a song for all the people that's in a wheelchair.
Oh, okay, that sounds tight. But you need a beat though, man.
Don't even trip. Uncle Rack already told me he got me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Rack McGuire on the track.
My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance.
Listen up. Something I wanna set to you. Yeah. Let me pull up my weird transistor. Yeah. You gotta cherish every day God's giving you. Yeah. Cause every second you're alive is a gift to you. Yeah. Sometimes troubles in your life might get to you.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote a rap I could kick you.
Bar.
The mission that I'm on is a blessing. I do it for everyone with spreading bliss. Yeah. I spit hard, I know you liking my skill. Plus everything that I'm writing is real.
Yeah.
Who knows? I might make a meal. Then I could do it big like Titus O'Neil.
What up, Titus?
Track got me clapping my hands. I pop my collar and I dust off my pants.
Okay,
hold
okay.
up, just give me a chance. My legs don't work, but I can still dance.
My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance.
I flow for the good, not battling. A positive road is what I'm traveling. You see this weird chair that I'm styling in. I got some weird chairs for kids and Madeline.
What up, Madeline?
Yeah. They hooked me up. Came to my school and shook me up.
For real.
Had me on the news like what? Check YouTube, you can look me up. I spit hard, I know you liking my skill. Plus everything that I'm writing is real. Who knows, I might make a meal. Then I could do it big like Titus O'Neil.
What up, Titus?
This track got me clapping my hands. I pop my collar and I dust off my pants.
Okay,
hold up, just give me a chance. My legs don't work, but I can still dance.
My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance, I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance, I still dance. My legs don't work. Still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance.
matter how you got there, just know you can still dance. So get your dance on.
My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance.
Okay.
Hey, Pops, where you gonna put me in the booth, man?
Man, what you gonna be rapping about?
I'ma do a song for all the people that's in the wheelchair.
Oh, okay, okay, that sounds tight. But you need a beat, though, man.
Don't even trip. Uncle Rack already told me he got me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Rack McGuire, track.
My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance.
Listen up, there's something I wanna say to you. Yeah. Let me pull up my wheelchair and sit with you. Yeah. You gotta cherish every day God's giving you. Yeah. Cause every second you're alive is a gift to you. Yeah. Sometimes troubles in life might get to you.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote a rap I could kick you.
Bar.
The mission that I'm on is a blessing. I do it for everyone with fun and benefit. Yeah. I spit hard, I know you liking my skill. Plus everything that I'm writing is real.
Yeah.
Who knows? I might make a meal. Then I could do it big like Titus O'Neil.
What up, Titus?
This track got me clapping my hands. I pop my collar and I dust off my pants.
Okay.
Well, see, we just lost the caller, but everything's going beautiful. I think it was an outstanding show. We're still live as we end this show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm turning it, throwing it. My name is James Cannon. I appreciate being on the show tonight, throwing it back to our host.
Thank you, Mr. Cannon. Thank you. Okay, well, I think we had a beautiful. Okay. Okay, well, I think we had a beautiful show. I believe everything went great, and we definitely look forward to meeting you guys same place, same time, next Tuesday at 6 p.m. And Shayna will not be here for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. She's going to be having a surgery, so I may just be able to speak real, with some other mothers, some other daughters, or have a guest speaker, or just maybe have my other daughter come on the show with me at the present time, and then we'll just be the real mother and daughter until Shayna's able to come back. But we definitely thank you for tuning in, and definitely thank our guest speaker, Mr. James Cannon.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so very much. And we're out.
Hey, Pops, where you gonna put me in the booth, man?
Man, what you gonna be rapping about?
I'ma do a song for all the people that's in the wheelchair.
Oh, okay, that sounds tight. But you need a beat though, man.
Don't even trip. Uncle Rack already told me he got me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Rack McGuire, track.
My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work.
Listen up, there's something I want to say to you.
Yeah.
Let me pull up my wheelchair and sit with you.
Yeah.
You gotta cherish every day God's giving you.
Yeah.
Cause every second you're alive is a gift to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes troubles in life might get to you.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote a rap I could kick you.
Bar.
The mission that I'm on is a blessing.
Yeah.
I do it for everyone with fun and benefit.
Yeah.
I spit hard, I know you liking my skill. Plus everything that I'm writing is real.
Yeah.
Who knows? I might make a meal. Then I could do it big like Titus O'Neil.
What up?
This track got me clapping my hands. I pop my collar and I dust off my pants.
Okay.
Hold up, just give me a chance. My legs don't work, but I still dance.
My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance. My legs don't work, but I still dance. I still dance. I still dance.
I flow for the good, not battling. A positive road is what I'm traveling. You see this weird chair that I'm styling in. I got from weird chairs for kids and Madeline.
What up, Madeline?
Yeah. They hooked me up. Came to my school and shook me up.
For real.
Had me on the news like what? Check YouTube, you can look me up. I spit hard, I know you liking my skill. Plus everything that I'm writing is real. Who knows, I might make a meal. Then I could do it big like Tyson.